Loyalist Township will be coming up with a new Parks and Recreation Master Plan for the next 10 years. The new plan is expected to be finished by June 2024. Along with a $500,000 donation from an anonymous donor, the new plan and approved $130,000 budget will see more upgrades and development for local parks and recreational programming. The current Parks and Recreation Master Plan was developed and put into place in 2017. According to staff, it does not include specifics related to infrastructure and park development. The new plan will be more specific to local park projects and focus more on the design and implementation of community programming and indoor and outdoor infrastructure standards. The plan will also help determine new amenity locations, budget impacts, and funding opportunities. The $500,000 donation was put forth to go towards a new skate park and pump track in the township. Council also recognized the community's desire for a splash pad after their recent public survey. There will also be new sport courts in the township thanks to the new plan. With the redevelopment of the arena at the W.J. Henderson Recreational Center in Amherstview, sport courts including pickleball will be added to the arena floor by 2025 for access in the spring and summer seasons. Council felt this was the right time for a new Parks and Recreation Master Plan due to the growth and changing demographics in the township. Deputy Mayor Nathan Townend noted the changing community expectations for parks and recreation infrastructure and services.
I think this is an appropriate step for us to take in trying to be prudent as we expand and build on our recreational facilities as we continue to grow. We need to take another look at the Recreation Master Plan, given all that's happened in the last several years in terms of what we've heard from the public about what the demands are, to ensure that we can meet those demands in a cost-effective and prudent long-term future-looking sort of way.
Mayor Jim Hagedorn spoke on the current master plan and explained that the new plan will help to efficiently move projects forward within the community.
I think I might have been the only one on council that we wished when the current master plan was developed. And I do recall that even when it was passed through council, it was acknowledged that it was a very high-level document that it brought into one document basically everything that was on the wish list. Really what was needed after that was the roadmap, and that didn't end up happening. So I believe that this will still bring us forward what the residents want and what can we afford to construct with a roadmap, it sounds like, as well. So it'll be all in one, and it should be a good document going forward to make sure that we're looking at bringing facilities in that are needed and wanted and will be used. And then, of course, there's always the side of how we fund it, but that I think this would be a great advantage. And with the anonymous donor, if we can wrap everything all up into one and have a good roadmap, I don't see it as delay. I see it as proper planning, and I see it as making sure that we're fully utilizing all of the parks, most of their potential throughout the township.
Staff will be hiring a consultant to help complete the new plan. The time frame for work on the plan, before its completion in June 2024, will begin at the end of this month. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.